You're turned into the Radio Tees with DJ Phil Radio Tees. Your number one place for hearing all the classic oddities, one-hit wonders, comfort jams, and forgotten hits. Presented by Ridgewood Eats, the diner that doesn't know it's sponsoring this show. With co-host Jack Dempsey and whoever else might be around. Get ready for 35 to 70 minutes of non-stop toe tapping. Can your toes handle that? Let's find out.
You are tuned in to episode XV15 of the Radio Tees. I am your host, Philip Radiotis, and welcome aboard. It's good to have you. That was New Birth with You Are What I'm All About. New Birth, perfect title, perfect name for this episode, as I feel like we are in season 3.5 now, and it is all the beginning. We have hit a quarter of the hour, if you're talking in the 60-minute interval. We have a lot to get through today, and we have a lot of good jams. That was The New Birth. from Detroit, Michigan. Started out as a instrumental outfit called the Night Lighters in 1963, but moved on over to Detroit and found their funk and R&B sound that is so magical there. The drums on that are amazing. There's not one part of that the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo part that the drummer doesn't go off the handle with. He keeps it straight, but he doesn't, and it's just this amazing blend of with it and without it, and you got to give it up for that. Most people recognize that song as being sampled by Junior Mafia in the song Player's Anthem, widely recognized for that. I have to give it up to this YouTube video series I've been watching a lot of by a guy named DJ Funkshual. And what he does, he lists the top 10 hip-hop samples of all time in a YouTube video, but he does this 60 times, so there's 60 top 10s, which is like 600 songs that you've heard but you haven't heard, and it's amazing to hear the sample in its original form, and most likely those songs are just great. And so shout out to DJ Funkshual on YouTube, and I think he's from Long Island over here, so props to New York too. I want to share another song that I found out from DJ Funkshual, but I mean, I've heard it either sampled or like quoted in many other songs. This is Esther Williams with Last Night Changed It All.
Hello.
Hey, hey woman, what was you at last night?
Last night changed it all.
Thank you.
is night. My telephone is ringing, and I'd like to tell you that last night changed it all because I really had a ball. That was Esther Williams, not to be confused with the movie star slash swimming legend Esther Williams, born in 1921, star of such 40s and 50s films as Bathing Beauty, Thrill of a Romance, Easy to Wed, Fiesta, Till the Clouds Roll By, Pagan Love Song, and Skirts Ahoy, my favorite. But that's not the Esther Williams we're talking about. We're talking about this jam, Last Night Changed It All, from 1976, sampled by just about everyone. Kid and Play, obviously, Public Enemy, Eric B. and Rakim, Tupac even. Everybody took a look at this and said, it's mine. And now it can be yours, too. Another example of that beautiful breakbeat funk jam. So rhythmic, and just, you cannot help but move to that. I'm moving in a very mysterious way right now, just thinking about that beat. Keep that in your hat for when you're looking to make people dance, if you're a music creator as well. I'd like to play somebody sort of newer to the game now, someone making music. This is a guy by the name of David, San Francisco local like myself, and he records under the name Part Time. He had a stellar record that was released called What Would You Say? But we're going to listen to his previous tape that came out called Saturday Night. This is the first song on it, Night Drive. We'll be right back. That was the stellar San Francisco band Part Time coming through with a sapphire of a gem called Night Drive. Part time is defined as a type of employment that carries fewer hours than a full-time job, typically under 30 to 35. However, part time is considered anything generally less than 16 hours per week. In Canada, 1 in 10 employees between the age of 25 and 54 work part-time. In East Asia, the term for part-time is arubeto, or in Korean, arbet, which is a transliteration of the German noun arbeit. I consider myself a part-time employee. I work very hard at myself, but it doesn't take more than 30 hours a week. I've been spending a lot of time in California. I just got back from a month over there, and I was listening to the local radio station called QFM 89.3 in Pacifica, California. It's only in the city limits of Pacifica that this radio station is available, and all the it's pretty much commercial free, but they do have little commercials of just Pacifica businesses. So I thought it's very nice. It's almost like its own little North Korea in that they keep it all to themselves. They played a nice mix of classic rock, and I did spot a few ditties that I'd like to share with you, one of them being Lynyrd Skynyrd, a band that spells their whole name with no vowel other than Y. Here they are with What's Your Name?
Shooting you straight, little girl,
What's Your Name by Leonard Cohen.
I mean, Leonard Skinner. Can you imagine if that was a Leonard Cohen song?
That peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1977. And it's a true story. The band actually was drinking at a hotel bar, and then one of the roadies got into a fight, so they had to go back to the hotel room and order champagne. So what's the little girlie's name? Who knows? When you're a rock and roller on the touring lifestyle, it seems to change quite a bit. That was the single after their ubiquitous hit, Freebird, the most requested song in the rock and roll concert tradition. Not just in America, worldwide. And speaking of worldwide, I'd like to take us outside of the country on our big old jet airliner that I chartered just for us Radio Tees listeners and take you over to the country of Vietnam for a song by Carol Kim. This is Kai Tram En Kai, or translated into our native language of American English, Your Hair Clip.
Cái chăm em cài là do tình nhân em biếu đó, chốn xa muôn trùng người yêu của em gửi về. Cái chăm em cài là muôn tình thương nỗi nhớ, nhớ nhớ người nhân tình thề trọn đời một lòng thương em. Cái chăm em cài bằng chi nào em đâu biết, ấy anh đã làm bằng viên, bằng viên đạn đồng. Ấy anh đã làm bằng viên đạn đồng san trôi. Ấy cúp của quân thù làm một ngày gửi về cho em. Ai nhớ ai phải chăm em cài để làm tin tình của mình đó. Chăm hỡi chăm mày làm sao nhớ 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 thương tình nhân. Cái chăm em cài là do tình nhân em biếu đó. Đáng chi đâu nào một viên đạn đồng. Thế sao đêm ngày ngồi mơ rồi thương với nhớ, nhớ nhớ người nhân tình đã thề nguyện cùng mình sẽ duyên. Chăm em cài là do tình nhân em biếu đó, chốn xa muôn trùng người yêu của em gửi về. Cái chăm em cài là muôn tình thua nỗi nhớ, nhớ nhớ người nhân tình thề trọn đời một lòng thương em. Cái chăm em cài bằng chi nào em đâu biết, ấy anh đã làm bằng viên đạn đồng. Ấy anh đã làm bằng viên đạn đồng san trôi. Cuộc của quân thù làm một ngày gửi về cho em. Ai nhớ ai cái chăm em cài để làm tin tình của mình đó. Chăm hỡi chăm, mày làm sao nhớ 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 thương tình nhân. Cái chăm em cài là do tình nhân em biếu đó. Đang chi đau nào một tin đàn đồng. Thế sao đêm ngày ngồi mơ rồi thương với nhớ 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 người nhưng tình ta thề nguyện cùng mình sẽ duyên.
From the Seattle label Sublime Frequencies compilation called Saigon Rock and Soul, Vietnamese Classic Tracks, 1968 to 1974, that was Carol Kim with Your Hair Clip. Really soulful, really rocky, really garagey kind of a thing. If you if you've been a long time listener to the Radio Tees, you know how much I like the Vietnamese and like the Cambodian garage rock we played. The Dengue Fever Cambodian collection in just the first Radio Tees, and it just got me hungering for that East Asian sound. How was that sound developed? In part, it had to do with the war, the Vietnam War, because the American GIs coming over into Saigon brought and left a lot of music that the locals turned into their own. So it's good to delve into that kind of stuff. The whole compilation is amazing, so I definitely recommend picking it up if you can get a hold of it. The next song I want to share for you guys is an instant classic. It's kind of a one-hit wonder. If you're familiar, we usually like to dip into the one-hit wonder bag and pick one out, but this song is way more important to musical history. It was covered by many, many bands, and it was written by two guys, Henry Glover and Morris Levy, and was originally recorded by a singer-songwriter named Joe Jones in 1961, but it wasn't until 1964 that a band called the Rivieras turned it into a number five hit. It's called California Sun.
Where they walk, and I walk. They twist, and I'll twist. They shimmy, and I'll shimmy. They fly, and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
The Rivieras with California Sun here on the Radio Tees. If you're from California, that song is well ingrained into your memory and into your summertime bliss. If you were a Bay Area kid like myself, you'll remember that the ad campaign for the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk featured that instead of saying, well, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun, they would say, at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Heard that all the way growing up, made me want to go to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk every summer. And I had plenty of opportunities when I lived in Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is actually one of the oldest surviving amusement parks in the United States. It's dates back to 1907, and their huge main attraction is the Giant Dipper, which opened in 1924 and is the fifth oldest roller coaster in the United States. If you guys are roller coaster fans like I am, especially the wooden roller coasters, head on out to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the warm California sun. Now, that song from 1964, California Sun, for some reason tickled my nerve endings and made me want to play this song by Darlene McKinney. It's called Plain, Simple, Ordinary, Wonderful Guy. Or does it sound like that fade out is on a loop and they keep going to the exact same plain simple, plain simple, plain simple? It just sounds, you tell me. That's Darlene McKinney with Plain, Simple, Ordinary, Wonderful Guy. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 adjectives for your guy. And though three of them seem to be not as flattering as the last, you can tell that Darlene is enamored by her guy for being just a regular old Joe Jimbo. He don't got money, he ain't funny, but when he's around her, everything seems sunny. So he sounds like a Michael, David, John, James, Robert, Mark, or William, which were the top seven names in the 60s, for males anyway. The top seven names in the 60s for females were Lisa, Mary, Susan, Karen, Kimberly, Patricia, and Linda. Darlene comes in at number 91. 43,525 Darlenes were named Darlene in the 1960s. My name, Philip, comes in at 84 for males with 44,798.
Going back to Leonard Skinner, the name Leonard comes in at 120, with 28,435 Leonards born in the 60s. And that's spelt like Leonard Cohen, not like Leonard Skinner. That spelling failed to crack the top 200. So that means there are way more Herberts than Leonards with Ys. Some people like to be called by honorifics, like teachers and principals and bosses, maybe. You would call them by Mr., Mrs., Miss, Monsieur, Madam, or any sort of honorific. And that's where our next band comes in. This is Mr. Big with the most one-hit wonder we've ever played before. We don't even have to reach in the bag for this. This is To Be With You. Let it strike a chord in your heart.
Hold on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you. Stand up, little girl. A broken heart can't be that bad. When it's through, it's through. Fate would twist of both of you. So come on, baby, come on over. Let me be the one to show you.
I'm the one who wants to be with you. Deep inside, I hope you'll feel it.
Pop song, listen to that over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's got more cheese than a Green Bay Packer game. Sweeter than the Jelly Belly Factory. It's polished like an antique vase. And that's why we love it here. Mr. Big with a romantic key change. And then came right back in to slap you in the face one more time. Mr. Big was a rock supergroup, I'm told, with members of David Lee Roth, Robert Plant, and Steve Vai's band, and got together with that former manager of Journey and put together a few albums. And that was from their second album, released in 1991, called Lean Into It. And it's got a great album cover with a locomotive falling out of the Gare Montparnasse in France in 1895. So if you pick up that album, and it won't hurt if you listen to some cheesy, outdated stuff every now and then, you'll get to see the cover. We're just about out of time here on the Radio Tees, and I'm sorry for that, but, you know, we have to go traveling. So I wanted to play one more. This is Jeremy Spencer, best known as one of the first guitar players for the band Fleetwood Mac. This is off his solo record called Flea, which came out in 1979. This is a beautiful song, and I want to dedicate it to the people I left in California who left me. We'll see you again next week on the Radio Tees.
Distant land, I really enjoy the days. It's always been my way to keep moving on. Then the nights and the city lights showed me I was missing home. The reason I was feeling low, I was missing love. For your love, can I ever get enough of your love? For your love, can I ever get enough of your love? Not far.